It's time to pull up a chair and open your Bible for today's Bible study segment of Naomi's Table. Gather around and let's begin.
Welcome back to Naomi's Table. In our Bible study segment today, we are in the Gospel of Mark chapter 6, and we're talking with our Bible study teacher, Connie Stanfill. Connie, welcome back to the table.
Thank you.
We are going to be talking about Jesus feeding the 5,000 today, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
Oh, I'm very excited for this one.
Yeah, it's a great miracle, and actually it's one of the few accounts of Jesus that's found in all four Gospels.
Yes.
So we know it's important. Just to review, when we last were together, we had gone through the account of John Baptist being killed in prison. And then now we go on to a miracle. And one thing, I don't know if I mentioned very well yesterday or the last time we met, but God in his provision, his purposes, his eternal plan, sometimes allows things like John's death to be part of how he's working in the world. And even though as we go through this and we seek the amazing power and authority and compassion of our Lord Jesus, sometimes for those of us living now, he doesn't always choose to heal us. And I just want to make sure that people don't expect that it always happens that way, because sometimes for God's purposes and our good, he chooses another way. But here in this story, we're going to see a dramatic account of what Jesus was able to do. And it proved again that he was God. And so we're going to see how people are still trying to figure out who he is, how the disciples are not quite getting it, and then how he so graciously reveals more and more of himself to them. So I am going to read actually just a few verses to start with before we get into the account of the miracle, because when we had met the last time, we talked about Jesus sending his disciples out to teach and to heal and to cast demons out of people. And then we had the account about John the Baptist and his death. And then now we're coming to, we get just a little bit in chapter 6, verse 30, a couple verses about what happens when the disciples return to him. So I'm going to read those verses. Mark chapter 6, verse 30. The apostles returned to Jesus and told him all that they had done and taught. And he said to them, "Come away by yourselves to a desolate place and rest a while." For many were coming and going, and they had no leisure even to eat. And they went away in the boat to a desolate place by themselves. So just talking about this, apostles really means delegates or messengers or agents. And so here Jesus had sent them out on a mission. And we know that the fact that they were able to heal people and cast out demons and teach, it was under his power and authority. They didn't have that in themselves, but it was empowered by him. And then they told him all that they had done and taught. And so just like Jesus in the Gospel of Mark, we see the deeds that they did, and then they taught as he taught about that repentance of the kingdom of God coming. And then the Lord said to them, "Come away by yourselves." And we hear this several times in Mark where Jesus says, "Come," and he draws them away to himself so that they can learn more of him and become more like him. And so he chose a desolate place and wanted them to rest a while. And then it also says, "For many were coming and going, and they had no leisure even to eat." We saw that earlier in the Gospel of Mark, how things were so crazy around Jesus, and so many people wanted his help that he didn't have time to eat, and he was surrounded by crowds when he was in public and people could find him. So then in verse 32, it says they went away by boat to a desolate place by themselves. And so that was Jesus' intent, but then we're going to find out that that didn't work out so well, because people figured out where he was going, and they actually got there before he did. So now I'm going to read the account of the miracle, and then we are going to go through verse by verse and kind of look at some of the words and the meaning and talk about what we can learn from this. So verse 33 says, "Now many saw them going and recognized them, and they ran there on foot from all the towns and got there ahead of them. When he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion on them because they were like sheep without a shepherd." So we see here that people figured out where he was going, and they raced around the shore, and perhaps the boat had a wind against them or something, didn't have an easy time. And so they were able to run around the top end of the Sea of Galilee and get to where Jesus was going before he and the disciples in the boat got there. And then it says, "When he went ashore, he saw the great crowd, and he had compassion on them." And throughout Mark's gospel, we see Jesus' humanity and his great emotion for people. That Greek word for compassion is splanknos, and it really is that inner, the bowels part of you. And so you could put the word, he had like gut-wrenching compassion, or that deep inner compassion. And then it says he had compassion on them because they were like sheep without a shepherd. And throughout the history of Israel, often God uses the language of sheep for his people. And we know that sheep are dumb and they need a lot of care because they can be silly or won't feed themselves, won't take care of themselves. And then the shepherd can either be the leader of Israel as a nation, or here we're going to find that Jesus himself is their shepherd. What a beautiful thing. And then he says, and then he began to teach them many things. And like in Mark's gospel, we keep hearing about what he does, but we often usually hear that he taught them first. And so the word was very important. And then it says, and when it grew late, his disciples came to him and said, this is a desolate place and the hour is now late. They're stating the facts, of course. And then send them away to go into the surrounding countryside and villages and buy themselves something to eat. But he answered them, you give them something to eat. And they said to him, should we go and buy 200 denarii worth of bread and give it to them to eat? And he said to them, how many loaves do you have? Go and see. And when they found out, they said, 5 and 2 fish. All right, so we're going to talk about this section for a little bit. We find that the disciples notice the need of the people, and they know it's getting late, and there's no food there, and so they're asking the Lord to send the people away. And he answers them by saying, you feed them. And they are thinking of physical feeding, of course, and they don't have very much money, and there's no stores close by, and so they have no way of feeding the people. But as we are going to talk about what the message of God's word is and what Jesus was feeding them by teaching them, Jesus is also talking about a spiritual food, and he's telling his disciples to telling them, as they become more and more like him, they will start to feed people with his word. And this is something that they don't understand yet, but he is starting to get them prepared for what they will do after he leaves, and they are given the charge of telling others and making disciples about him. So we're talking about real food and spiritual food, but when we come to this lack of not enough food in this place, the disciples make it apparent to us that it really was a definite problem. They had a lot of people, and they noticed and calculated and estimated that it would take more than 200 days wage, almost a year's salary, for a common laborer to provide food for all those people, which of course they did not have. But then Jesus said, how many loaves do you have? Go and see. And so he asked them what they did have or they could find. And then what happens is they return and they say 5 and 2 fish. So they have a small amount of food, but not very much for this whole group of people. And then in verse 39, we see that then he commanded them all to sit down in groups on the green grass. We find that Jesus is orderly. He has authority. He tells them what to do. And the thought is that they probably sat in groups of like 50 or 100. And so it was easy to count them because of that. And then Mark gives us the detail that they sat on the green grass. So we know that it's springtime, because later in the year, when there's no rain, the grass gets brown and hard. And then in verse 41, it says, and taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, he looked up to heaven and said a blessing and broke the loaves and gave them to the disciples to set before the people. And so the Lord took the food there was, and he looked up to heaven, where it's thought God lives in the heavens, or that was often a posture of prayer for Jesus. And then he said a blessing, meaning he praised God. He was thanking God for this food. And then it said he broke the loaves in pieces and he gave them. And the Greek there means actually he kept giving them. So Jesus broke the bread and he started giving pieces to disciples, and he just continued to give pieces to the disciples to set before the people. And then it says he divided the 2 fish among them all, meaning every single person got some fish. And then verse 42 says, and they all ate and were satisfied. And so here we have an incredible abundance of food. Everyone ate to the full and started out with 5 loaves, 2 fish, but all of a sudden now everyone is eaten. Verse 43 says, and they took up 12 baskets full of broken pieces and of the fish. Okay, so there's even surplus. They had 12 baskets left over when they started out with what wouldn't even fill one basket. And then it says in verse 44, and those who ate the loaves were 5,000 men. And so we find that the men were counted, but if you were going to add in women and children, we know that this crowd was much greater than that, perhaps even 20,000 people. And so it's a great multiplication of food to people, and it's because the food was in the hands of the Lord, and He, as God, was able to give food to everyone. But what this miracle does, when we look at the other gospel accounts, especially the Gospel of John, Jesus is very careful to instruct his people, or the John actually wrote down what Jesus told his people about how this really is about more about God's word and the food that is spiritual food. And so Jesus quoted from Deuteronomy 8:1-3 when he says, and you shall remember the whole way that the Lord your God has led you these 40 years in the wilderness, that he might humble you, testing you to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not. And he humbled you and let you hunger and fed you with manna, which you did not know, nor did your fathers know, that he might make you know that man does not live by bread alone, but man lives by every word that comes from the mouth of God. When the people were fed with his word first, and then he took care of their physical needs for hunger and need for food, he provided for them well in both ways. And it's an idea, again, of him being their shepherd and taking care of their needs. We talked earlier a little bit about how God throughout Scripture has often pictured himself as a shepherd of his people. We look to Ezekiel 34. It talks about God bringing his people back from the exile and saying, I will be your shepherd. I will take care of you. I will bind up your wounds. I will feed you. And it's that idea then, again, of the Lord taking care of us. Many of us are familiar with Psalm 23, and that really is, again, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. And then Isaiah also talked often about the Lord being a shepherd for his people. And a verse that I find is very tender and beautiful is Isaiah 40, verse 11. He will tend his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs in his arms. He will carry them in his bosom and gently lead those that are with young. So we find that Jesus, as the compassionate shepherd, met the people's needs. He met their spiritual needs first. He also met their physical needs. And it was such an abundant surplus of provision that there was those 12 baskets left over. So the Lord has shown us that he is the provider of all we need. And we're going to find as we go on through the Gospel of Mark, we're going to learn more and more about Jesus, but we're also going to find that even his disciples at this point didn't really understand what was going on here.
Can't wait for those, Connie. And ladies, by the way, you need to do some homework here. This message is incredible. There's some extra Bible verses where Connie has you searching all over Scripture to find out more about this spiritual food. We're going to leave this here on the table right now. All of the links are on our website at naomistable.com. More about this when we come back.